Welcome to Monday. It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Glad you've tuned in. Today, President Trump is telling athletes how to respect the flag, and some owners are telling the president he's wrong. The Seattle Seahawks stayed off the field yesterday during the national anthem. Other players made similar moves on other teams, and the debate has spread beyond football. Here to discuss are Seattle sports writers Percy Allen of the Seattle Times and Michael Sean Dugar of the Seattle PI. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Good. Michael, why did the Seahawks and their opponents say they were staying in the locker room yesterday?
The short answer is unity. It was, you know, to find a way to do something together. And it's it sounds like, well, they said everyone didn't agree. I think that's an important thing to note, too. It wasn't all 53 guys and coaches and so forth said, hey, this is what we should do, guys, disagreed. And basically it sounds like that was the compromise. Hey, let's do this. And unity was the word everyone used yesterday, when it really sounds like the word should have been like comfortable.
Yeah.
Let's find a method that we can get all of our guys to do that makes the fewest amount of people upset.
Yeah,
that seems like what it was, which is kind of similar to this is like maybe like a level up from linking arms last year. You guys remember that?
Yes.
This seems like just a step up. If that was on the first floor, they took the elevator up one floor and went to staying in the locker room and then linking arms again. That's like their fallback as the symbol of unity. That's the answer I got from them yesterday.
And Percy, does this unity or the masking of disunity is this about police shootings or bigger social injustice or President Trump calling players SOBs? What
I'm not
or
sure.
Do we know?
You know what? At this point, I'm not sure. You know that I think that the original message and intent from Kaepernick last year has been sort of distorted, you know, if you will, and maybe hijacked and like changed over time. And so I'm not sure that everybody who did any type of protest on Sunday did it in the name of police brutality or injustice or inequality. And it may have just been a pushback or a clapback at our president, you know, just sort of saying that you can't tell us what to do. And, you know, that's kind of how we are right now, that as we're trying to figure out what's going on, I think we need to kind of remind ourselves that we may be right in the middle of it, or we may be at the beginning of it. And it's so hard to kind of, you know, to sort of come back and take this sort of big, overwhelming view about what's happening when we can't even figure out what is happening at the moment.
Well, so we're looking for little signs of that. I saw that many NFL team owners, including the Seahawks, are coming out in support of their players' right to peacefully effect social change. Some of them saying specifically to the president, he's out of line. Does that surprise anyone?
Well, that surprised me, you know, just in terms of who some of those owners were. That, you know, look, there were seven owners in particular who gave $1 million to the campaign fund of the president, who like call themselves friends of the president. The Patriots owner Robert Kraft even gave this president a Super Bowl ring. And yet, you know, on Sunday, he came out with a strong rebuke of the president's comment, you know, basically saying that they were divisive and just not what the NFL wants to represent. So I thought that was interesting in of itself. And then, yes, to like see these owners sort of to like get out of their owner's box and to get on the field and to link arms with these players, yeah, I think that's was a strong statement.
Yeah, call me cynical, but I'm used to assuming that not just NFL teams, but private companies in a lot of these situations are trying to figure out how they can keep the money or gain money. And does this seem like an idealistic move by these team owners, or are they following the money?
I think yesterday for a lot of the owners, or just yet Sunday, Saturday, Friday, it was just just another PR spin, just to, because if you're in the NFL, right, if you're in any business, you know, trying to make money and you have an image to protect, the optics are really important, you know, and I heard Pete Carroll talking about it today on the radio. They felt they needed to say something, and that doesn't necessarily mean exactly we felt what he said was wrong. Now that's an important distinction as well. It's like, well, he called out the league. Okay, well, we are the league, so we need to say something.
President.
Yes, president. But I mean, look at a lot of those statements from those owners or presidents. How many of them mentioned Trump by name? How many of them even mentioned comments were said, you know, how many of them mentioned the word race? And that's Percy Minton mentioned the message being distorted. This is how we're focusing on the wrong thing. It's the president questioning the manhood, the SOBs, like Percy was saying. Like, it was in response to that, like, we need to do something because this is going to be a thing, you know. And then if you're in PR, you're like, oh, well, this is just how we fix it. It's not let's talk about this issue, because that's not being talked about at all. Now it's just it's back and forth with the president, and you're giving an attention seeker attention, and everybody loses in that scenario.
Okay, so then let's say it's not the team owners who are going to be clear about race, but it might be player by player. Where are we headed? How do you think that that's going to happen?
Man, I've got no idea where this goes from here. And I think it's, you know, interesting. So in what the Seahawks did, you know, just this idea that, like, they chose to not even come out for the anthem. So does that empower the message from Michael Bennett, who was sitting for the anthem? Does that sort of...
He was speaking more clearly than not. He wasn't staying in the locker room.
And I wonder what sort of, you know, he felt about that, but... I don't know where this goes from here, because, if you're someone like a Michael Bennett and you truly want to sort of shine some light on this issue, which if that's what he wants to do, great. How is he going to continue to do that? You know, I think the question was asked of the Seahawks, were like, well, what happens next week? And they just said, honestly, they have no idea. You know, that they don't know what the president will do. And so they don't know what they're going to do come Sunday night when they play again. So I don't know if we're going to see this continued response from the NFL, but I do know, you know, just look as somewhat of an old guy here, that this was a historic Sunday. Truly it was. That I don't know if years from now that we're gonna look back on this kind of like what we do with like Tommy Smith and like John Carlos, who like raised their fists, you know, on the podium of the Olympics, you know, there. I don't know if we're gonna look at it quite like that, but we will sort of look back on this as like the day that the NFL players sort of stood up to the president. And like, when has that ever happened before? And as I said, that I'm somewhat proud of these guys, you know, just in the sense that like they've taken an issue beyond themselves. I mean, it's so easy for these millionaire athletes just to look at themselves and just to keep their money but they've gone beyond that. And they said that they want to do something. Now, if they were doing this because they want to get higher wages, yeah, I mean, that would kind of really lose me. If they were doing this because they wanted, you know, something for themselves, that would really lose me and a lot of their fans. But they're doing this for something bigger than themselves.
And that brings up an interesting point, because it's always been that, right? If you're Colin or if you're Michael Bennett, you'll hear their words, even Doug Baldwin yesterday. It's bigger than football. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than us, right? But hearing the comments of a lot of players yesterday, now I'm beginning to question the sincerity of things like that from the other guys, because... yes, what's going on right now, social injustice, that is bigger than football. That's bigger than everyone. But a lot of guys, over 100 in the NFL, didn't care until the president specifically mentioned football. So which one is it? Like, that's where I was genuinely confused yesterday driving to go do one of my podcasts, is that why did guys care today? You know, why is it really bigger than football? Because no one cared until, not no one, I won't say no one. But a lot of, the majority, I'd say, didn't care to do anything until... if football was mentioned specifically, right? So you ask, where is this going? It needs to go away from football. It needs to go to the issue. You know, we got away from that yesterday in a really bad way. A lot of the comments were about yesterday about the president. The president, like Percy mentioned, this may be remembered as a day the player stood up to the president. You ask the president, it might be the day he got the NFL players to play his game. You know, he might be sitting there looking at his phone right now. I got the players to join in. I got them to do something. I got them to care about me. I got them to speak about me. Again, we're giving an attention seeker attention. You know, is that really a good thing? No, it seems like everyone lost yesterday. Yesterday seemed like, honestly, when I really thought of it, it seemed like wasted action. Because I didn't hear the words. I didn't hear racial injustice talked about much yesterday. I heard about how dare he say this. How dare the president say that. How dare he tell us we can't do this. I mean, newsflash, I'm not even into politics that much. The president has been oppressing people of color for a long time. Like, Friday wasn't the first time he said something inflammatory or anything like that. So because, like, yesterday sparked things, like, I really questioned, like, the especially, like, the Seahawks. If the president said Friday kickstarted, like, your I can't think of a better word, like, wokeness, if that kickstarted your wokeness and seeing your teammate on YouTube with a gun to his head by the police, if that didn't jumpstart you, why did that? Why did Donald? You know, as opposed to seeing Michael Bennett face down on the ground with the police on him. You know, if I'm a teammate and I see this dude every day, that would have inspired me to want to make some change more than anything else. You know, so that's, I don't want to say what the guys did yesterday didn't mean anything, but it doesn't seem like it forwarded what the whole point of what's going on is supposed to be.
Do you see the NFL handling this by just not having players on the field for the anthem anymore the way it used to be?
Yeah, right. I mean, really, like, you know, and I thought about that part of it too. Look, I played college ball, and I hate to say, you know, I hate to even sort of bring that up, you know, but
why?
I don't know, whatever. But you know, but I never remember one time being on the field for the national anthem. Never remember. I mean, you know, look, I played in the 90s, and I was never on the field for the national anthem. You know, and I'm trying to sort of rack my brain as to when, like, this become, you know, like, when this became a thing. I think around 9/11. I can remember, you know, sort of players coming on the field for that. Yes, that was a thing. But I thought the next year that kind of went away in 2002, and then it sort of came back up, sort of later that year. There's some sort of, you know, sort of theories as to why that was. Maybe there was a, you know, maybe some type of a deal between the league and the Department of Defense, and you know, but.
I heard that the government paid the NFL for that.
You know, but I don't know if that's true or not. You know, there are some stories to that. But, you know, like this idea that like this has been something that's been going on for years, it really hasn't. So, yeah, maybe a way to sort of avoid all of this is to just sort of take the players off of the field. That may do it. And then I think then, so, you know, if you're someone who's trying to get a message out there, then how do you do that there? You know, because, you know, let's keep in mind that this is a league that says you can't put anything on the uniform at all. I mean, if you're, you know, heaven forbid, like if you lost a loved one, you know, the night before, you can't put their initials on your, you know, whatever. So,
well, what about Michael Bennett from the Seahawks saying he's raising a fist after a sack on the field for it, and he tweeted it out in unity with oppressed peoples,
which is fine. You know,
the NFL couldn't stop that if they wanted to, could they?
Yeah, no, not at all. And you know, like, or somebody were to score a touchdown and they did something then, you know, and so yeah, the NFL can stop. So maybe as we're trying to figure out sort of where this goes from here, yeah, it could go to like different sort of forms of protest, if you will. I'm doing air quotes on the radio, which probably does not work well.
It's less effective.
Yeah, you know. You know, so there could be some sort of protest, if you will, you know, during the game itself, and you wouldn't necessarily know until you talk to that individual after the game.
There's a lot. Well, going to the college real quick, the players aren't on the anthem, out on the field during the anthem, right? And it doesn't get talked about in college, right? But it doesn't get talked about at all in that regard because of that. So I really... like the idea of taking away that part from the game, like if everyone was just not on the field there, I'm torn on that because if you think about it, it goes back to being comfortable, right? The anthem makes people comfortable, and what Colin did initially last August was make people uncomfortable, and it got him to listen, right? Because you'll hear some people say like, oh, you know, they should find another way. I can think of other ways they should do it. Well, there are other ways, right? And they're being done. Right. For example, if Michael Bennett, right, of the Seahawks has a say he does a backpack rally or something like that for some local kids in Seattle, and he gives away little pamphlets that tell kids how to talk to the police. Right. He announces his person sends out a press release to everyone. You know, you might get a photographer there at the PI. We might send a photographer. If Michael Bennett sits there in the anthem, now we got three writers from the PI who are there now, and all the local media are there. You know why? Because he did something that's going to get people to listen. You know, people are doing this stuff in the community all the time. You know, people are doing this, all right, but no one is listening, you know what I mean? Like, it's not being heard. That's why people do uncomfortable protests, because the comfortable ones don't work. You don't hear that because it doesn't make you feel anything.
Well, we've had several commenters at KUW's Facebook page saying versions of, I'm done watching the NFL. Although it could be because the Seahawks are 1-2 and almost winless. Yeah. It's sort of hard to separate that out.
It is.
Winning helps.
Yes. Yes. You know, look, I have a brother who, you know, on the same vein, who says, I'm done with the NFL because of what they've done to Colin Kaepernick. So I think that's going to swing on both sides of it. You know, as sort of Mike said earlier, or, you know, maybe off air, that, you know, like, we don't know what the cord cutting sort of, you know, part of it with these sort of.
We don't know why NFL ratings have sagged a little bit.
And they have sagged, you know, but now, again, they've sagged comparative to the NFL. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
So, like, you know, let's make no mistake that the, you know, that these games are still the most watched thing that are, the, you know, that are on TV. But just as we compare it to previous years, yes, it has dipped.
Final thought from Andrea on Facebook. I'm irritated by it. Now I feel like I have to go on social media, like all the Seahawks posts, and show support for their social activism. Up until now, I didn't have to care about football. So Andrea's roped in.
Yeah.
Because it's more.
Well, that's good.
More than, right? Football. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I saw on my way up here, I saw, like, there's a phrase now, social justice warriors, like, uh-huh, being used, mm-hmm, like mockingly. Like,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Social justice. Why is that a bad thing?
Right.
Why is fighting for social justice bad? Hello, that's the ding, ding, ding. That's what's supposed to be, like, going on. Like, people should want to care. Like, why would you want to ignore people who are clearly saying, "Hey, this is a problem." Like, I don't like when I see people of color, or anyone, for example, being murdered by the police. Like, why is that not seen as a matter of, like, human decency, as opposed to, like, a problem that, like, black people have to deal with? You know, that's why when Michael Bennett, or people have said it before him, but mentioned, hey, it would be great if, like, a white person chimed in on this, right? And that goes to the media too. When something happens, let's say what happened in Minnesota, I forget the guy's name, who was killed by police in Minnesota, the first instinct,
Wander Castile.
Yes, thank you. The first instinct is, if let's stick our recorder in front of Teddy Bridgewater. Well, no, why don't we go ask the kicker too? Because they're both humans. Right? Who cares what color they are? A man was killed by the police unjustly, right? So everyone should care. It's a human decency issue, right? And it's not that. So I guess now, if I figure out where this is going, this is where it should go. It's got to get to the point where everyone cares, right? Because everyone should. And then right now, it's this back and forth with it's the players versus the flag. It's the players versus the military. It's the players versus the president. Well, why don't it just be us against racism? Then it's clear which side you should be on. Like, now it's like, oh, which side am I on? Which side am I on? How's the flag affect me? My parents were in the military, blah, blah. Mm. If it's us versus racism, it's real clear what side you should be on. Or it should make the decision a lot easier. And it can be a little more, I don't want to say black and white, but it can be more concrete in that regard.
Michael Sean Dugar of Seattle PI, Percy Allen, Seattle Times. Thanks to you both for coming in.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.